Hey everyone, I am Reva and just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to our studio podcast. Although we are here in Greenville, South Carolina, we are grateful for your support to see the message of Jesus go out all over the world. In case you are not aware, we have a YouTube channel, which you can find the link in our podcast bio. We hope you enjoy this week's talk and it encourages you and it helps you to be the human God designed you to be. So with that, let's get right to it.
Everyone, hope you're doing well. Eric and Candace here, and we're very excited to share some great information and news with you.
We want to share our heart and vision for 2025. We are very excited for what God has for us. We're thrilled to be able to be here in Greenville, South Carolina with everybody. And so we're going to take some time to talk about what's in our heart for this year.
And we have three kind of overarching goals for 2025 that we want to share with you. But before we get into that, we want to take some time and kind of talk about 2024, specifically around the area of generosity. Last year was an incredible year for our church, for all you. The amount of money and time and energy that you contributed was honestly remarkable. Just looking at these numbers that you're about to see just moves us to just joy and thankfulness that we get to do life with all of us together. And so on the screen, you're going to see in just a moment here, last year alone, the church gave around $150,000 to these organizations that you see. We have Studio Community, which is people in our church that were in places of great need. They needed help through a variety of situations, as well as people in the Greenville area that we became aware of. We were able to help in certain situations. And then the Mission Romania, we took our first team there and we were able to give a bunch of money to help with a lot of different projects that our team helped with, as well as some other projects as well. The Mill Village Truck, last year, we took on the responsibility to buy the Mill Village, which is an amazing organization right here in Greenville. They said they needed a new truck for some of their operations. And we said, we will fund the whole thing. And in 1 week, Studio was able to raise $50,000 for them to buy this truck that you see. It's a beautiful truck. We got to actually drive in it. And they were so happy and showed us all their work. And it was a really beautiful moment. And then, of course, many of you know we had a pretty significant natural disaster hit this area, specifically Western North Carolina as well. And so Hurricane Relief Fund, many of you donated to that. And that went to some amazing efforts. And then we have Messenger International. You might not know Messenger International, but you might know John and Lisa Bevere, the dear friends of ours, known them for years. They have an amazing organization where they take resources and they translate them into, I believe the last number I heard, over 140 different languages to resource pastors and leaders around the world in some of the hardest places to get resources. And we believe deeply in what they're doing, and so we're able to give money to them. And then on the right side of the screen, you're going to see four different churches. Mosaic, we are running with them. Irwin's a good friend of us. He's been such an integral part of Studio getting off the ground. And so we're just continually supporting what they're doing. But the next three, you have Jesus Culture, you have VU Church, and you have Jesus Image. As you know, Studio, we are renting and leasing a building, and it is in our heart to have our own space at some point. Properties, building, we just, our vision just involves that. And so what we've been doing from day one is we've been finding different churches around the country that we're connected to that are doing building project or building expansion. And so Jesus Culture, VU Church, which is down in Miami, and then Jesus Image, which is down in Orlando area, and then Jesus Culture is in California. They're all doing building projects. And so we thought, you know, we're smart investors, meaning we want to put money, sow money into good soil, and we know there's going to be a harvest. So that was very intentional of what we did this year to give money to those churches. And then a couple of other fun facts around the generosity last year, we took our first team to Romania, and the church, as well as people, friends, and family all over, helped to raise over $60,000 that sent a team of over 20 people. It was a remarkable trip. One of the staff at the base there said, we've never had a team accomplish so much in such a short amount of time. Numerous projects were funded by your generosity, as well as helping to get this team there. It was a remarkable time. And then there's another fun fact that we thought would be really fun to share with you. There's a verse in Acts chapter 2, verse 44 and 45. It says this, all the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. What was fun for us this last year, we're aware of around at least $10,000, probably a little over $10,000 that people in studio came up to one of us and said, hey, I have $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000, and I want you to give this to anyone in need in the church, in studio. And so Candace and I got the privilege of taking about $10,000 that we're able to give away to different people in great places of need. And to be honest with you, it is so it was so fun for us. We're like, sure, we'll help bless people. But what was beautiful about it, it's really one of those signature aspects of the early church that people gave up their belonging to be given to people in need. So I just want to champion studio. You guys were incredible. So $230,000 that we're aware of was given to so many different amazing projects, amazing people, and some beautiful initiative. So it was a really fun year last year of just generosity alone.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for your heart, for your kindness, generosity, but even your awareness of each other.
Yeah.
We went to Romania and we had Greg LaPierre with us, is one example. He was on a team and he's always felt called to the nations and wanting to go and serve. And so when we went to Romania, he felt like, I want to come back here. So he scheduled a trip to go back just to test it out for 1 month. And it was so fun. When someone in our church heard that he wanted to go back, they came up to us and said, how much does this guy need? I saw him post something on Facebook and he's like, I want to cover his cost to go back to check it out. And so that kind of stuff was happening all the time. Greg actually went back, had an incredible time, and he's planning to go back to serve in Romania on the team in May. So really incredible. And people are supporting each other and sowing into each other's lives. We had someone come and they were like, if there's anyone in need, we had some moms that really needed some support, some single moms, and we were able to just cover them because of your generosity and kindness. So thanks for being who you are. You know, we're in year three at Studio, we just completed year three, celebrated. We're stepping into year four, which has been such an incredible journey and adventure moving to Greenville area. It's newer for so many of us and just learning so much. And as well, it's been a lot of building. And in building, there's different phases and seasons. And we also had, like what we were doing in year one, we're not doing in year two, or what you're doing in year three is different than you did in the very beginning. So different phases, and it requires things from each of us, a grace on our lives, and just an awareness of where we're at. And so it's fun to talk about where we're at stepping into year four. We just had Lyle Phillips here last weekend, which was so fun. He's a ball of energy and fire and really funny.
Super fun.
So we had him, and one of the things that he likened it to is us running a marathon. And that resonated with us because our vision is more like a marathon, because we're not able to accomplish our whole vision in year one or year two or even now, but we are continuing to move forward and to put like layer upon layer of a foundation so that we can build what is inside of our hearts, but what we feel like God is calling us to in this area. And so it's like running a marathon, and we're starting mile four and just finishing mile three. And I was a long distance runner growing up. I love it. The longer I ran, the better it got. Mile one is like you're just starting, getting out there, getting the miles in, and it's a lot of work. You're breathing hard. It's a lot of energy. But by mile two, you start settling in a little bit. By mile three, you really start getting into a pace and settling in your breathing, but also your pace as well. And I feel like that's what we're doing at Studio. And we've begun a lot of things, but we're also beginning to add other things, and we're able to keep our breathing while we're adding as well. So we are very excited to share with you what is in our heart for this next year. Eric kicked off the year with an incredible message about all we do is win.
All we do is win.
You did a good job. And a verse that he talked about was Romans 15:13. It says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is such a good scripture. It feels timely, where as we are stepping into this new year, we want you to be aware of who we're looking at. We feel like there's so many different areas that we could be looking at in our lives, but we get the opportunity to look at the God of hope. Do we know who our God is? And if we can acknowledge who he is and receive what he has for us, that with his Spirit inside of us, that we have peace, that we have joy, and we have hope. And that's our portion this year, Studio. And so we are intentionally gazing our eyes onto him. When we started the new year, I felt that there was a clarity that we have access to if we're willing to look at him. And so I think that Our site is one of the main ways that we take in information. We look at things and then we get informed, but we also get shaped. And there's so many things that we could look at. I think it's one of the bigger things that we get to steward is our eyes and our ears of what we're taking in. And so we want to encourage all of us not to get distracted by the things on the side that really aren't for us, but to be able to look at who is God, what does he have for us? And I believe that he has even more hope. And that as we step into this season, as we're building, that we're supposed to build out of that place full of peace, joy, and hope. So let's step into 2025 with clarity as we look at God. And then lastly, as we are stepping into year four, we have just started Kindness Department. We have hired on Jess, who is an incredible add to our team. And we're going to start building out our expression into the city and being hope where we're at to our neighbors and into the areas that we live in. And we're this is really fun stuff, but you're going to start to see a lot more in that area. And we'll talk about that as we move forward.
And in our early years, I know we're only 3 or 4 years old, but in like the first year or two, there was a word that we were using to help describe kind of our heart. And it was the word seamless. And it was drawn from the life of Jesus. When I look at his life and I see how he interacted with humanity and how he interacted with the people and the world and culture that he lived in, what we noticed is that Jesus was able to interact with all people and all different parts of society. In one moment, you would see him with on the ground with the most broken and poor, ministering to them, healing them, praying for them. And then the next moment, he would be talking to the most elite, wealthiest religious scholars or political politicians of that day. And you see Jesus interacting with everyone, all the spectrum of socioeconomic, politics, religion. Like Jesus was able to interact and he was seamless. He didn't glitch. He didn't get awkward moving. And he was so beautifully seamless. And so one of our dreams and our ideas is how do we create a community of people that know how to be seamless in this world? Meaning, how do we interact with all kinds of different people to see Jesus, to see him represented and his kingdom represented and brought to humanity. And so in our early years, first year or two, we really hit that hard. And we kind of want to bring that back to our forefront and to realize that we want to continue to break down any mindsets or any ideas of isolating ourselves from the world we live in. We're called to be separate spiritually. We're called to be people that truly follow Jesus. But what we see in the life of Jesus is he drew away to be refreshed and to pray, but he lived a life that was amongst humanity. And our dream is that we would raise up a company of people, a community of people that know how to be seamless in culture and society. So one of the things we're going to go after this year is to break down the isolation, us and them, and be more seamless in our approach. And so what we want to do now is we want to transition into 2025 and kind of tell you the three overarching goals that we have in lined up for 2025. And honestly, it most likely will continue. This doesn't have a timestamp or a deadline or an expiration on it. And the three overarching goals are this: encounter God, be a dynamic church, and serve humanity. I'll say it again. Encounter God, be a dynamic church, and serve humanity. And we really believe everything that we've done up until this point and everything that goes on underneath this umbrella called Studio had been toward those three overarching goals. It's encountering God, being a dynamic church, and serving humanity.
So encountering God, I want to talk about that one. I mean, we love who the Lord is, and we are following him as our Lord and our Savior and wanting to know him more as healer and redeemer. But all of it goes back to him. And so instead of asking him to rearrange around our lives, we're coming and turning our face towards him into a place of surrender. And I think it's us learning to trust him more as we do that as well. So in 2 Corinthians, I love it, talks about in the Old Testament, there's Moses, and Moses, he got to see the goodness of God pass by. But in the New Testament, in 2 Corinthians, we see that he actually put, because Jesus came and then left a deposit inside of us, he put his spirit inside of us. He loves us that much that we get the opportunity to turn to him and surrender. And in that space, we get fully made free in the space of surrender. So I'm going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15 through 18. It says, "But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Spirit, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. That is my favorite thing. I love the freedom.
You do talk about that
a lot. I love freedom, because I actually don't like the opposite as being bound and caged in or chained. It says, and we all with unveiled face contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. I love this, and this is kind of our posture as we come in to encounter him. It's really in a place of looking and turning toward, and that's more stewardship. Mm-hmm. We get the opportunity as we steward this year our time. What are we going to spend our time doing? How are we going to approach it? That we would turn to the Lord, and in a place of surrender as well. Yeah. And when we surrender to him, he fills us with his Spirit. Where there is joy, there is freedom. We're going to get healthier and more whole. Mm-hmm. And we are very excited to do that with you. And then out of that space, there comes an overflow as we're being transformed to be like him.
Yeah.
So get ready, studio, to grow. That's what we're doing. And that's where we're going.
And one of the beautiful things about encountering God is this dynamic of encountering God as a church, as a collective, collaborative, at the corporate setting. So obviously Sunday's our largest gathering, but then you have home groups, you have all these different settings. And what I wanna kinda accentuate as we talk about encountering God, that each of us would take personal responsibility and ownership in our own life to become people of prayer, to become people of worship, and people of the word, and in our devotion to God. That we're not only relying on someone else to do that for us, but we come to God with it, I'm gonna take ownership. I wanna be someone that prays, someone that worship, and that's someone that's in the word and not relying on just the church to do that for us. So I wanna challenge you. One of the things that you can level up this year is taking personal ownership in those areas. And I wanna also challenge you, when we do come together, whether it's in a home, a class, or Sunday gathering, whatever corporate collective gathering that you have, I want you to come prepared to meet with God. Like, do the warm up, whatever that means to you, like getting your heart posture right, getting your mind right, getting whatever it is. So when you come into those spaces, we're like, all right, we're going to become a person and a people that are passionate for God and going after God together. So encounter God, it's like we want to put that first and foremost, that it's about him and it's about us being shaped and formed by him. We can take ownership personally, individually, and we can take ownership corporately as the church family.
Amen. And that sounds good.
I'm excited about that. And the second thing that we want to talk about is being a dynamic church. Now, some of you might be wondering, why the word dynamic? Shouldn't it just be a church? And honestly, it should be just be a church. But we felt it was important to kind of put a word in there to help describe what we actually believe a church should actually be. So I want to take the word dynamic and just bring a definition to it for you. The definition of the word dynamic is something characterized by constant change, activity, or progress. And then in physics, it's relating to forces in motion, especially as it affects the behavior of objects. So dynamic, when there's movement, it actually affects the world that it's within. It causes change in movement and other objects of matter. And then in the last and not least, it's personal attribute. It's describing someone or something that is energetic, vibrant, or full of initiative. And so when we say dynamic church, we want it to be energetic, healthy, alive, it's ever changing, it's evolving, it's moving, it's not static, but it's dynamic, it's life, it's a living organism, not just an organization. So being a dynamic church is our second one that we wanted to unpack.
And then the second part of that is dynamic church. Who is the church? Mm-hmm. A lot of times I feel like there's a little bit of confusion around that when people come talk to us. Sometimes I feel like, is it just Eric and Candace? What are you doing at studio? That's what the church is doing. And I would go back to the Bible. And even in Ephesians 4, it's a great chapter on the church and what our role is in it. And I just want to tell everybody, we are the church. We all make up the body, and we are members of one body, and Jesus being the head. And so when we talk about dynamic church, it's not just what Eric and Candace are doing, or even what studio staff is doing, or pastors. It's what we're all choosing to do, how we're all choosing to follow God, but also living out of and giving who he is inside of us, that we are the light of the world. And it's not just when you come into a building, and it's not just the institution, but it's actually the people, and it's us who make up the church. And I love to clarify that so that we all feel just the shared invitation and responsibility as well to bring who we are for the betterment of the people around us, and that we are a part of what God is doing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love in Ephesians 4. I want to read that. Just the, and I hope you hear an invitation in this from us. But Ephesians 4, verse 15 and 16, talking about even who the church is and the responsibility. It says, instead, speaking the truth in love, we grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. Verse 16, from him the whole body joined and held together by what every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Mm-hmm. That is so beautiful. And what I hear is we need all of you. We need who God is inside of you, that there's gifts given to each of us, and it's for each other. Yeah. And I love when I see people giving what they have, because I get more of God when I'm around you, and I get more of who he is because of who he is inside of you. And so as we're talking about being a dynamic church, I just want to say, come and be a part of this with us. And if there's something that's in your heart, then I want to encourage you to go. Maybe there's something that God wants you to build or to do, because we're still in a lot of building. You're going to hear stuff in our vision that we won't be able to accomplish in 1 year. We won't be able to accomplish it with just us, because thank God he's given us some of the most brilliant people around us. Yeah. And we're very excited about the fact that we get to do this in community with each other as we seek God, but also giving what each of us have.
Yeah, and we just believe the church is designed to be dynamic. A question that's asked often for us, and I know I experience it, is people say, we need to be more like the early church. We need to be more like the Church of Acts. And my answer is like, absolutely, that's the standard. But I also ask, what part of Acts are you talking about? And a lot of people would say, well, Acts chapter 2. I'm like, absolutely. I say, what about chapter 3, 4, 5, 6, and all the way to 17, 18, 19? And the reason I bring that up is sometimes we like to hyper-focus on just one aspect of the early church and not actually look at how it actually played out over the next 20, 30, 40 years, and eventually hundreds of years and now centuries. And I think this is important to bring up, because when we look at the early church and the first few hundred years and even church throughout history, what we see is we see a church that was bold. We see a church that was innovative. We see people that were courageous. They walked in what I love saying, world-class kindness. They had insane generosity, and they walked and pursued the promises and the power that comes from the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about being a dynamic church, we see a bold, innovative, courageous church that's passionate about the power of the Holy Spirit and being really dynamic and it knowing how to be in this world that we live in. And so we're very excited about becoming a dynamic church even more.
I like this stuff. It's getting good. And I'm getting ready for a year of incredible things and us becoming even more of who God has created us to be.
Yeah,
it's all good stuff.
It's exciting.
A big part of our heart as well in being a dynamic church is being a community of Jesus followers who walk in wholesome, authentic, divine purpose. In wholeness, authentic, divine purpose. People who know God and choose to live intentionally and walk out who they what they believe. Our hope is that for everyone who calls a studio home, that they find a place to connect, to grow, and to serve. And all of it's important, and we are going to do our best to create pathways for you to do that. And we want to share just a few things as we're stepping into this new season, a few things that we are strategically and intentionally planning because of what God is doing, but also because of who we want to become. And we want to share it with you just to even get ready. There's always a lot of the normal stuff going on. Like, we have our homes going on, our youth meet weekly. We have young adults. We have creative connects. We have weekly prayer. So there's already a foundation of really beautiful activity happening. But we have strategically scheduled out some classes that we're very excited about. Yeah. Do you know, we started the year off and we did connection codes. It's just for us and our heart to continue to grow in health and relational skills and tools to be able to walk it out. Because, see, we're called to do life together, but that together part sometimes can be a little more challenging than we anticipate. And so getting more skills to be able to talk and communicate through conflict is really helpful. So We offered connection codes, and we had 134 people sign up to do to create accounts to do connection codes, which means probably more than 100 of those ish are couples. So we have 234 people doing connection codes at Studio. So I'm excited for that. But even that's a 4-week, depending on how people are going through it, 4 weeks of classes. But after that, we have three other classes that'll follow through the spring as well. We have Josh Cruz teaching Deep Forgiveness in February, which that is going to be a beautiful add to our church. And if you hear Josh's story, it's incredible what love has done in him and what he has been able to live out and create in the space of health and wholeness. And so he's taking a piece of his life off to be able to feed us. So I want you to look forward for that class happening. I think February 19th, it starts on Wednesday nights. We host our Wednesday night classes the same time as youth. So if you want to drop off a youth, you can stay and do class from 7 to 8:30. So we're going to have Josh Cruz do 4 weeks on deep forgiveness. And then we have Jess Mullen, who is our kindness department director. She's going to do a class around serving our city. And we're going to be doing activation stuff we'll talk about a little bit later. And then it's going to follow with Jeremy Gagno is going to teach hearing God. Because we want to continue to, as we're looking to God, be able to activate the gifts inside of us and be able to know his voice. Yeah. He says, my sheep, I'm the shepherd and my sheep know my voice. So we're going to continue to grow us in those spaces. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. And a couple more things to add. Again, there's so much going on. We just want to highlight a few things. One of it is we have a couple teaching series that we're getting ready to start. In fact, this next Sunday, which is February 2nd, February 2nd, we're starting a series called The Spirit, and Candace is actually kicking it off, and we want to dive back into the Holy Spirit and talk about the gift, and then we're going to move towards some activation as well, and that's going to be about a 5 or 6 week series that's going to start this coming Sunday, and it's going to go for the length of time, and then in there, Danny Silk. If you don't know Danny Silk, he's a dear friend of ours. We've known him for many, many years. He's been one of the most influential people in our life. I remember as a young man, I was in my 20s. Candace and I had been married for just a few years. We had one child at that point, maybe two, and trying to, trying to live life and figure out life. And I remember feeling so overwhelmed, so maxed out, trying to do my job, be a husband and dad, and just all the dynamic. I definitely was at my max as a young 20-year-old. I look back and I kind of laugh, but at the moment, it felt real. And I remember going to Danny and saying, Danny, I'm just so overwhelmed. He said, how you doing? I'm just so maxed out. I'm so full. And I was expecting some sympathy and some empathy. And Danny just looked me straight in the face and said, I'm going to just pray that you get more capacity. It was another way of saying, you just need to suck this up. This is part of your growth. But Danny had been integral in our lives as a married couple, as individuals. He had believed in us from day one. And it just makes so much sense to, at this point in our journey here with Studio, we need to have him with us. So mark your calendars for March 1st and 2nd. Mm-hmm. He's going to be here for that. And more information is coming on that. And then after we finish up the Spirit series, we're going to do the next series, which is called Create. I have felt this year we need to put a flag in the ground on this one area, kind of curiosity and create. And I feel we've talked about it here and there, but I actually want to lay a foundation of theology of creativity, why this is actually more important than we might realize. And so we're going to take 3 or 4 weeks to talk about the theology of creativity and laying a big foundation to get a better understanding of why this is so important, which is going to go right up into our first conference, which is called Inspire Conference. If you're on our email list, you by now have gotten an email. It's my personal letter to you to ask you to seriously consider taking those 2 or 3 days off and being a part of what I believe is going to be a remarkable event, a conference. It's a Wednesday night, all day Thursday, and all day Friday. We have our good friend Erwin McManus who's coming. He's a world-class communicator. He's a pastor, but he also has numerous highly successful businesses. The guy is so diverse, and he's one of the best people around, and he knows how to inspire a generation of people. But then we have some of our own people in our environment that are going to be doing experiences, labs, and meetups, and it's going to be just a special, special event. So I want to just encourage you, we're going to do to be a part of that, and you can go on studioconferences.com and get the registrations and tickets, but we're going to do a Create the theology of creativity right up into Inspire Conference. And so the next 2 months are really strategic and intentional, and we're honestly just really, really excited about it. So that's being a dynamic church. Mm-hmm. The last but not least of our third overarching goal this year is serve humanity.
That's a big goal.
This is a big goal. This one never ends. But we really believe one of the characteristics of a dynamic church is one that has a deep sense of mission, of reaching and touching humanity, being an extension of who Jesus is to humanity in our city, in our nation, and in our world. And a question that we started asking ourselves recently, actually last year, we said, we need to ask ourselves this question. In 5 years from now, would our city know if Studio is here or not? I know people would feel it, but would the city recognize, like, where is that church Studio? And this isn't something that we're looking to be prideful about. It is an internal question we ask ourselves. How do we move ourselves, continue to a place to serve our city so well that it would be evident that if we weren't here, it would matter? And so that's something that we're kind of setting ourselves up to learn how to serve our city really well. And this year, we kind of want to start flipping some of those big switches. And so that's why this is another exciting goal for us of what we're going to do this year.
Yeah, it's very strategic, and we're taking our time to look at the landscape of our city and seeing where we can invest and even what's timely for now to be able to do that. So look forward to a lot more things coming your way in that. But to prepare ourselves, we talk about serving, and it sounds so great, but the practicality of it, it means that it's not just about us, which sounds like, of course we know that, but we live in a culture and society where we are conditioned to serve ourselves and what's comfortable, what's convenient. And you see it when, like, your friends are moving and they're like, who would like to, I'm trying to get people to help me move. Usually that causes an inconvenience for us. We just helped another friend move this last Saturday, which is an honor to be able to do that. But it means I'm waking up on Saturday morning to be able to get myself together, to be able to use my muscles to help them in just moving their boxes and stuff. But as being on the other end, you know, we've had people help us. It's so wonderful when people show up for you. And it's interesting. God, it says that the kindness of God leads us to repentance. Kindness is a powerful thing. And so when we actually come into a space of serving, we're being like Christ. But I want to talk about just even the counterculturalness of this in our society, that we just need to get ready that as we serve, we're going to have to probably push past some things that feel uncomfortable because it's not usually convenient or comfortable. It usually requires sacrifice. In Matthew 16, we see Jesus talking to his disciples and telling them that he's going to be crucified. And Peter, one of his disciples, says, no, that's not going to happen because he loved Jesus. And Jesus' response was, Satan, get behind me, to one of his close disciples who loved him. And see, Jesus had more things that were greater important than just protecting and preserving himself. And so that's a model that we want to replicate, even as we're growing in health and wholeness, that we would live lives out of overflow. And Jesus said in Matthew 16, 24 and 25, he said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. And so in taking those words, let's get good at denying ourselves. Even as we love ourselves, that's important, but it's also important to deny ourselves. So we got to hold those things as values of Christ and get ready to be inconvenienced, uncomfortable, and get ready to sacrifice.
Yeah. One of my favorite verses around this topic is Acts 10, verse 38. It said, Jesus went about doing good and healing the sick, raising the dead, and so on. It's an amazing passage. It's one of my favorite. And the reason why it's one of my favorite, it emphasizes a wholeness picture of Jesus' ministry, a holistic view of his ministry, is that we know him to be someone that raised the dead, healed the sick, fed people, created food out of nothing, and told storms to stop. But in that verse, it says he went about doing good. And it's interesting because the original word there is actually where we get our word philanthropy from. So here we see Jesus doing philanthropic work and walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so one of the things that we feel as a job, as a community, and as leaders and as pastors, is that we want to not only create and facilitate these opportunities, but we each have a responsibility to equip and train people to actually how to be an extension of Jesus to humanity through the gifts and through different acts of philanthropy or act of kindness. And so we're excited about this year, about we want to activate people in the spiritual gifts, mm-hmm. as well as some really practical things of helping people all across our city, our nation, and the world. And so this is something that we're excited about too, just a serving humanity piece and expanding who we are.
So a few things that are coming up that we would love for you just to be aware of and begin to pray about, but also be on the lookout. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, probably a lot, people are doing stuff in our church all the time, so please continue to do that. Yes. But strategically, there are a couple things coming up we want to let you know about. With the building out of the kindness department, we're going to kick it off by starting with, we're still figuring out the name of it, but yard care or yard service. We're going to highlight some neighborhoods and then really target those who don't have the means to take care of their yards, or maybe some single moms or elderly or people who are physically challenged. And we want to come and help support them in taking care of the space where they're living. As well, we have Scott Kennedy in our environment who does ministry to senior communities. And so we're going to launch a couple more things with him as well that we'd love to invite you guys to come and be a part of as we care for those who are our seniors in our city. And then Dee has mentoring opportunities at our school that many of you are involved in, and we'll continue to do that. But those are things that we are looking forward to and are building out and will be coming your way really soon.
Yeah. And then one of the initiatives that we want to do, as you know, last year we did the Mill Village truck. We raised $50,000, which we shared that earlier. But this, at the second half of the year, so sometime between June and the end of the year, we want to take on an initiative. We took a team to Romania, as we mentioned, and a huge facility, and they take care of so many kids, and it's one of the most dynamic ministry that we've been a part of. We've been a part of that ministry for 30 years as board members, or 20, 30 years now. And when we were there, the bathroom facilities needed a significant overhaul and remodel. It is not even to the volume and scale of the need, let alone the cleanliness factor of it and just the functionality of it. And so we came back from that trip and a bunch of the team were talking, we got to do something about this. So I'm here to say that one of the initiatives that we're going to do this year, I talked to Jimmy and Gina just recently, and I said, Studio wants to take on the responsibility to fund an entirely new bathroom structure, new bathroom facility for that ministry and the base there. And so what's even funner is, or even cool, is that it cost about $65,000, which isn't that much in the context of a bathroom facility. It's $65,000. Somebody in our church said, I want to match dollar for dollar up to half of that. So someone has already committed to $32,500. And if the church, if we can raise the other $32,500, then we have our $65,000 that we get to basically fund and build a whole new bathroom facility. And then we want to send a team over to help with the demo part, because the contractors and stuff of that nature needs to be done there, because of codes and whatnot. But we're going to send a team to demo that bathroom. And so we're very excited about mm-hmm. that. So that's an initiative that's coming up in the second half of the year. So get ready for that. And then on the kind of the last point that I want to highlight for Serve Humanity is this, that when we talk about our gatherings, I want you to understand that part of our gatherings and why we're asking people to help serve in different areas, it's actually connected to this idea. We want to serve humanity. We want to serve people. Mm-hmm. Studio had become a place for people locally, and it had been a place for people passing through from the area that just want to be refreshed. I know there's pastors in South Carolina that are on sabbatical. And when they're on sabbatical, they come to Studio on Sunday just to get refreshed. Mm-hmm. And then we have our own family. This is your home church. So we've got all kinds of people coming. And I just want to highlight that serving humanity can take place right here in our building on Sunday, all the way from cleaning the bathroom, setting up chairs, working with our kid, helping with the welcome team, hospitality, worship team. The list is endless. So I want to connect those actions are actually a part of hosting and serving humanity. And it helped us to also realize that we play an integral role in someone's journey of meeting with God. And what a great privilege that we have. And so those are our three goals this year, mm-hmm. overarching goals: encounter God, be a dynamic church, and serve humanity.
So as we step into 2025, we just want to say, let's get ready to grow.
Come on.
We're going to grow in our ability to abide, to walk with God, yeah. to commune with Him. but also we're going to grow in health and wholeness, that we're going to be people that live out of overflow, that our lives just aren't changed and impacted, but the people around us are impacted because they get access to God through love, through hope, through joy. And so those are some of the things that we are looking forward to, and we're so thankful that we get to do it with you.
Come on.
So thanks for being who you are. Thanks for being just the richness around us as well, the people that we get to run with, get to pursue God with, get to encourage and be encouraged by. Yep. We are very much excited for what lies ahead for all of us, and we are excited that we get to do it with you. Yep.
We love you guys, and thanks so much, and let's have an amazing year together.
Thanks for listening to today's talk. If you're interested in learning more about Studio here in Greenville, you can go check out our website, studiogreenville.com, and you can give us a follow on Instagram. Our handle is studio.greenville. Have a great week.